One sticking point for Democrats, the role Alberto Gonzalez played in helping President Bush avoid jury duty in 1996 while George Bush was governor of Texas. By getting excused, Mr. Bush was able to avoid disclosing his own arrest for drunk driving in Maine in 1976. That incident didn't become public until the final days of the 2000 presidential campaign. For the Democrats, the issue is whether Gonzalez gave the Senate Judiciary Committee an accurate account of what happened in the courtroom. Michael Isikoff has been reporting on this story for Newsweek.
Gonzalez accompanied Bush to the court that day. It was a drunk driving case involving a stripper at an Austin nightclub. And before the then governor could be called and questioned for his voir dire, for jury duty, there was a conference in the judge's chambers. According to the judge, Judge David Crane, this was requested by Alberto Gonzalez, and there at the conference, Judge Gonzalez requested that Judge Crane excuse Bush from jury duty on the grounds that it was a conflict of interest because he might one day be asked to pardon the defendant in the case.
What's interesting here is Alberto Gonzalez says he has no recollection of requesting such a meeting.
Yeah, this came up only because Senator Patrick Leahy had asked in a written question, he asked Gonzalez to describe the one and only court appearance he had made on behalf of George W. Bush, and it was this jury duty matter. And in his written response, Judge Gonzalez said only that he observed the defense lawyer make a motion to strike the governor from jury duty, and the prosecutor did not object. And then when the judge asked him if he had any views on the subject, Gonzalez said no. What Gonzalez left out, according to the judge in the case, the prosecutor, and the defense lawyer, was this earlier meeting in the judge's chambers where Gonzalez himself had A, requested the meeting, and B, made the argument that Bush should be excused from jury duty.
In the end, was then Governor Bush excused from jury duty? Because
yes, he was. And that turned out to be a rather pivotal moment in retrospect for Bush because he was able to avoid answering questions about his DUI conviction in 1976.
So you've got Alberto Gonzalez on one hand remembering one set of facts in this event, and then you've got the two attorneys and the judge recalling a completely different set of facts. Has Alberto Gonzalez amended his statement? Has he offered any further explanation?
Well, he clarified it slightly in a follow-up letter to Senator Leahy today, in which he made the point that Senator Leahy had only asked him to describe his appearance in court. And it seems like he's taking the lawyerly position that what took place in chambers was not what took place in court.
What do Republicans have to say about this?
I think the Republicans view this as simply politics on the Democrats' part. But look, some people look at the way Gonzalez skirted the question from Leahy, gave an incomplete or misleading response. And he is likely to be confirmed next week by the full Senate. But the vote is much narrower than anybody expected, with much more Democratic opposition than anybody expected. And I think a crucial reason is a perception that Gonzalez has been repeatedly evasive and overly lawyerly-like in his responses to questions from senators.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael Isikoff writes for Newsweek magazine.